You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Kelly, I'm glad you finally broke down and called your boys in the morning. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. I'm surprised I got through, but I'm super excited.
Well, we're excited for you.
Thank you.
What are you up to today? What are you doing today?
I'm sitting in the parking lot getting ready to go to work.
Are you? What is your
work?
What
is that?
I am a nurse at a correctional facility.
Whoa, that's intense.
In case somebody gets shanked or something?
Well, occasionally that does happen.
Sure. I would think so.
I've seen the TV shows. I know that happens.
Fights and stuff. Yeah.
Neither Jeremy nor I would last 1 hour inside.
No, everybody would shank me. I'd be done.
We would not last an hour.
I'd be so done. That's why I'm a good boy, Kelly. I try to go the speed limit.
Okay.
I, pay my taxes and...
That's your story. You stick to it, okay?
You know what I'm hoping is that
steal.
I can... I'm just hoping that I can hire good enough defense counsel that if I am found guilty of something, they would send me to one of those like country club type of prisons.
I would just want house arrest, I think. Just give me a monitor and put me at home.
I would love house arrest.
That's better. Ain't nobody shanking me at home.
Well, don't count on it. I've heard Nicole get pretty pissed off
before.
You're
always here. You're crazy. She loves me. So what do you, that sounds like a very intense job, Kelly. What do you do for fun to kind of blow off some steam?
Well, I'm kind of new to the area, so I've been out exploring, and I went to Cannon City and Colorado Springs, and it's beautiful here. Absolutely beautiful.
It's really nice, isn't it?
Well, I was going to ask whereabouts you came from, because you certainly don't sound like a native. Where are you from?
Well, I was born and raised in Virginia, and I lived in Alaska for 30 years.
Wow, 30 years. That's great.
I lived in Fairbanks for a while when I was a kid, so.
Oh, yeah. The hellhole of Alaska.
Sounds kind of bad.
Those fighting words, Kelly. I'll meet you outside. Wow. I will shank you.
Wow.
Hey, bring it. Bring it. You think you got something on me, buddy?
I wouldn't mess with her, Dom.
I think Kelly would kick my butt. That's what I think.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
So where were you, an Anchorage girl? What's the story?
Yeah. I lived in Anchorage for a long time, and I loved it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And, okay. Good for
and
you.
And I've been a travel nurse now for 7 years.
My wife used to sell travel nurses. That was her job. She booked travel nurses all over the country. That was what she did for
her. Yeah. A good recruiter is hard to come by.
Yes, it is. And I tell you what, if I was young and single, that's a gig I would look into, because travel nurses make great money, get their housing paid for, food. I mean, you're pretty much, aren't you taking all your money and just banking it?
Well, I actually bought a condo in Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah, but
But you could probably pay cash.
But look, you're in Colorado. That's what I'm saying. You're not having to pay for your housing here, right?
I do. They give you a stipend. So, yeah, you pay, but they pay for it, really. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Sounds like a pretty sweet gig.
It's a gig. I'm telling you,
travel around, and
you really ought to talk to both Reed and Lila and say, look, you might want to be a travel nurse while you're like in 18, 22, 25 years old. See the whole country, get paid well.
Sounds pretty good.
I've been everywhere from California to Maryland, all across the lower United States.
That's neat, too. You get to see the country.
So, how many stars out of 5 are you giving Colorado?
5.
5 stars.
She knows how to suck up to us. That's good.
I've had gentlemen open the doors for me here and be so polite. I walked into King Super one day, and he said, well, I hope you have a happy Mother's Day. Just out of the blue, people are nice.
Yeah. And it wasn't even Mother's Day when you were in there, which was weird. Yeah, people are pretty good here, Kelly. They're pretty good.
There's some nice people, yeah.
Yeah.
Kelly, let's play
nice
some
people here.
Let's play some Rattle Off. Do you know how the game works?
I've kind of been listening in the mornings. You guys make me laugh every morning, but I can try.
That's okay. All we can ask is that you try. For people who are listening for the first time, here's how it works. We're going to give Kelly a category, and then we immediately start this 10-second timer. She has only 10 seconds to try to rattle off five examples of that category. And I will tell everyone who's on hold, even if Kelly gets it, please don't hang up. We still want to talk to you. Let's find out. 10 seconds, Kelly. Five different places you can get pancakes. Ready? And we need the names of the places. Ready and go.
IHOP, Denny's, my bedroom. Oh, God, I don't know.
You got a lot of pancakes in your bedroom?
Well, breakfast in bed is a must.
No, that's the worst. You get crumbs everywhere.
And sticky syrup. No,
you got syrup everywhere in your bed, Kelly.
You know, you can even get pancakes, I believe, unless they've taken them off the menu. You can even get that at McDonald's now.
Right, yeah, you can, I think.
Oh, yeah, McDonald's, Burger King.
Mm-hmm. Taco Bell, Snooze.
Lord. Jesus Lord. Well, Kelly, you didn't win, though. I'm sorry.
But...
That's all right. I'll haunt y'all later.
You call us whenever you want. You're delightful.
Yeah, we enjoy talking to you. Call us anytime, Kelly.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, you guys.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye, Alaska girl. Here's Brianna. Hi, Brianna.
Hello.
Hey.
Where are you from originally?
I am from Colorado.
Okay.
Never. Born and raised.
Well, then I'm not
very nice.
I'm not going to ask you to rate Colorado from 1 to 5 stars then, because what can you compare it to, really, right? So
I can't.
What do you do for a living?
I am an Amazon driver.
Very good. Very nice. We need you.
Yes.
You're at my house like every day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do people leave you any kind of treats ever?
They do sometimes.
What's your favorite treat to get?
I love when they stick out the cookies, because I'm a sweets person.
You like the cookies, huh?
Jeremy,
yeah.
Make a note.
I'll make a note. I usually leave Propel out and like a couple bags of Sun Chips.
Those are good.
Yeah. Yeah. Solid. You ever,
ever been chased by a dog or anything?
Yes. That does happen.
Do you carry some sort of spray or something to spray at the dog?
I don't carry
bear spray?
Spray. No spray. I just definitely roll down my windows, and I'm always listening before I get out. I don't turn on the radio, especially if I'm in rural territory.
Okay, yeah, that's probably smart. Now, let me ask you, have you ever made out in the Amazon van?
Oh.
I have not, but I deliver out of my own vehicle, so that would be different.
Oh, okay. You would make out of your own vehicle all day long.
That's funny.
I feel like it's funny, Brianna, but I'm a big proponent of couples, even if they've been together for years, to occasionally go out somewhere and have a makeout session in the car. I just think it's...
Or even if you're not a couple, maybe you you deliver to the house somewhere and you kind of hit it off with the homeowner. There's, and
you feel a spark.
And he hands you a cookie and you're like, let's do this.
I'm thinking I'm just going to stay married to the person I'm married to.
Oh, you're no fun.
Fine, whatever.
Boring.
Brianna, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I am ready.
10 seconds. Don't make this too hard. This one's actually very easy. 10 seconds. Five things you might find at a truck stop. Five things you find at a truck stop. Ready and go!
Truckers, trucks, gasoline. You can find sodas, snacks, the gas station.
I think we got to give it to her.
Sodas and snacks
made it all happen.
Sealed the deal.
We have a bunch of truckers that listen to this show, too, by the way.
Copy that.
A ton.
Roger that.
And you're a winner!
Whoop.
That was a little too easy, maybe. I might have to start.
There's a lot of things you can name.
You know, Brianna, you're delightful. Listen, stand by. Josh is going to come back. He's going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Thank you.
Welcome.
No. Thank you for listening and hanging out with your boys. And thank you, Laura, for staying on the line and not hanging up. You're a champ. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going
good.
We're
having a good day. What are you up to today?
Oh, good. I'm at work today.
Okay, what is work?
I work in marketing for the University of Colorado School of Dental Medicine.
Wow.
So yeah. Give me a for instance. What are you doing today?
Today I'm working on some website updates. I'm doing a photo shoot. I'm working on our social media, kind of all things encompassing of marketing.
What's going on with the photo shoot? Is it just pictures of teeth?
Today we're taking some pictures of some faculty and students in a classroom just to update our materials for the website and brochures and things like that.
Well, that's
you know,
good.
We were talking to some guy, this was a couple of years ago, he's a dentist, and we asked him about his student loans from his whole, you know, and he said, as I recall, it was like $250,000 or something.
Seems about right. But you know what, you'll go out and graduate and make bank and get your own practice and...
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
My daughter's going in today to get a palate separator put in on the roof of her mouth. Yeah.
I know. All right. Yeah. Good luck to your daughter.
I know. Poor little thing. She's going to be on liquidy foods for the next couple of days.
A lot of milkshakes and stuff like that.
A lot of Go-Gurts and Jell-O.
Yes.
And she really hates mashed potatoes. And I'm like, you're going to have to learn to like mashed potatoes for the next day or so.
No.
Second, who hates mashed potatoes? I mean, really.
Yeah, what is wrong with her?
What a weird kid, huh?
She must be adopted. She certainly didn't come from your loins.
Mm-hmm. I love taters.
Laura, what do you do for fun these days?
My husband and I are starting our garden. So we moved into our house last year, and we've been building raised beds and starting seeds in the basement and all sorts of.
Wow, you're going all out.
You know,
I love that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
what do you got in the garden this year? What are you putting in?
Oh, everything. Potatoes, corn, asparagus, all sorts of herbs, cucumbers, zucchini, peppers, carrots, beets, radishes.
Good God.
Raspberries, blackberries. Like, I can
My
go on.
My God.
Do you have to do...
a lot of our time.
Wow.
I mean, do you have to do radishes? I mean, is that necessary?
Oh, I love radishes. The little red ones, you put a little salt and pepper. Oh, a little salt and pepper on them all day long. Mm-hmm.
You know what Gretchen and I both dislike radishes, but what she told me was the reason you find them in so many gardens is that they're like one of the easiest things to grow, that they grow really easily and well.
Yeah.
And she says it's almost like a confidence booster for people. They at least want the radish because it makes them feel like they've accomplished something.
Absolutely.
It's a great place to start.
Well, that's
fun. But it sounds like you got all sorts of stuff going on in that garden. That's...
Yeah.
Careful.
Yeah,
those raspberries will take over, so be careful.
Yes. Yeah. We're hoping it all works.
All right.
Have you gardened before, or is this like your first time to try this?
So this is my husband's passion project. He is the mastermind behind it. He and his dad have been gardening for years.
Okay. All right. And you're just coming along for the ride. You're just mostly going to eat the stuff, right?
I eat the stuff. I document it. I take pictures.
Are you
going to
can
it?
Can you can it and have it in the winter?
We're hoping to can some,
Make your own, you can make your
See
own pickles.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You know, you are charming and delightful. Thank you for staying on the line and visiting with us today. We hope you have a great day there at CU's School of Dentistry. Is that right?
School of Dental Medicine. Yep.
Okay, very chomping good. Away.
Yeah, thanks.
You bet.
Thank you, Laura. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is where we end the call.
Here's Aaron. Good morning, Aaron. Thank you for holding.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Erin. What are you doing? What's going on today?
Just enjoying the beautiful weather.
I need more than that.
What else? What did you have for breakfast?
I need more than that.
Well, I'm a student, so I'm studying outside, and I like this weather because it's not too hot and I can study.
It is kind of nice and overcast. What are you studying?
I'm in medical school.
Wow, that's expensive.
She heard us talking about that guy, the $250,000
yep.
in student loans.
She's like, I feel that. So where are you at with your loans and costs?
Actually, I was thinking $250 doesn't sound too bad.
Oh, what are you going to be at?
Oh.
It'll be closer to $350.
Holy crap.
Good God.
You buy a house.
Yeah, it's a lot.
What kind of doctor do you want to be?
I'm thinking of just primary care, like internal medicine or family medicine.
Yeah.
Kind of cover it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll say about that. So my brother-in-law is an anesthesiologist, and he's at the Mayo Clinic up there in Minnesota. All right. And I was around when he was finishing up his medical school and his residency and all that other stuff. And, you know, he was scraping by, right? I mean, they're living on ramen and all that other stuff. He makes so much money right now that it's ungodly. It's like all of those years of suffering through and not being able to go anywhere or do anything because of how expensive, you know, everything was. And now he is making so much bank that it makes me sick.
You got to have vision.
I kind of want to punch him in the face.
You definitely have to have vision for the future.
Definitely delayed satisfaction.
Yeah. And it's
how
nice
much more
when you go into family medicine, too, because, you know, you kind of guess as to what the problem might be with the person, and then you refer them to a specialist.
Not true.
Yeah, it seems like what my doctor does.
Aaron's going, don't say that. Don't tell people. Don't tell people. Don't tell people. Oh, that's great. That's a great observation.
It is true.
More true than funny, probably. Aaron, how much more school have you got left?
Just one more year.
Okay,
good for you.
Then you've got what? Like residency? And what's the process?
Yeah, it's three. It depends on the residency, but family medicine is 3 years and then of residency, and then you can be on your own. But if you do something like surgery, it's 5 more years of residency.
Man.
So you've got one more year of school, 3 years of residency. So in 2027, you will be like hanging out your shingle somewhere.
Yeah, finally.
That's a long
Dr.
haul.
Aaron.
You got to have dedication. Good for you. I don't know if I could do that.
Man.
Did you get student loans or did you get scholarships or anything?
Student loans for medical school.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, I wish you the best. I mean, good for you.
Yeah, I think that's super cool.
You're very bright.
Good for you.
Yep. Yep, yep.
Do you feel like you're going to have a good bedside manner?
I think so. I hope so.
Okay.
I've been a patient a lot. I've had like a lot of knee surgeries and stuff, so I know how it feels.
So you learned how not to behave when people are lying there in pain. Okay.
That's good. You know, yeah, suck it up. It's not that bad.
You
big weenie.
Oh, they emphasize good bedside manner in school, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they teach you that. You didn't lose that much blood.
Aaron, I think you are completely charming and delightful. Best of luck with school and everything else, and we wish you all the best, okay?
Thank you. It's so good to talk to you.
Well,
you
it's
as
great
well,
to
doctor.
Talk to you. Thank you for making a house call with your boys in the morning.